With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The creation of a new police oversight board and rezoning for affordable housing topped the items at the recent Region of Queens Council meeting. Council was on the road this Tuesday, June 27th at the Greenfield Fire Hall with a relatively light agenda. Three recommendations came forward. The first was a $5,200 grant to the Privateer Days Commission from the Community Investment Fund. The money will help the commission offset the $42,000 in operational costs for this year's event. Next, council put forth three names to be considered for the Provincial Volunteer Awards. Each year, the region selects two people for recognition. In recent years, the region would select names from the Ripple Effect program, a municipal program for the public to recognize the volunteer efforts of others. Despite many requests, no nominations were received this year, so council had to submit names. Beach Meadows resident Amy McGowan will receive the award for her work to independently raise money for several community organizations. Notably, in the past year, she has raised $35,000. Of that, $27,000 went to assist two local families dealing with cancer diagnoses, and another $6,000 was raised to assist those impacted by the recent wildfires in Shelburne County. The second recipient is Sylvia Hurley from Liverpool. Hurley is active in numerous groups throughout Liverpool, including the Victorian Order of Nurses, the Kayettes, Ladies Auxiliary Milton Baptist Church, the Hanks Note Tribute, and the Queens County PC Association. Both women will be recognized at a provincial ceremony planned for September 25th. The final recommendation was to rezone a parcel of land in Liverpool from lower-density residential to multiple-unit residential. In November 2022, Council sold four parcels of land for a dollar to the Queens Neighborhood Cooperative Housing Limited to build 26 units of affordable housing. The rezoning is needed to allow the construction of the two proposed buildings along Lawrence Street. The Planning Advisory Committee approved the rezoning at their June 19th meeting. Now that Council has given their blessing, residents will have their say at a public meeting ahead of the August 8th Region of Queens Council meeting. Provided there are no objections, the rezoning will go into effect August 31st. Three items were then up for discussion. The first was a council implementation report from staff to indicate how several council initiatives are proceeding. The second was a request to waive tipping fees for a family who recently lost their home in a fire and don't have the means to pay for disposal for the burnt materials. Interim CAO Dan McDougall said other municipalities have a compassionate fund to assist people in this situation and suggested Queens could do the same. After discussing the matter, council requested staff come back with a report on how the compassionate fund could work in Queens. The final item up for discussion was the creation of a police advisory board. By law, each municipality must have a police advisory board. According to the staff presentation, council has been the governance body acting as the police advisory board with the understanding that this approach had received approval from the Minister of Justice at the time when the practice started. However, written approval from the Minister of Justice for this governance model has not been located. One of the recommendations that came out of the Mass Casualty Commission's report in March was that, quote, municipalities and the province of Nova Scotia should ensure that police boards and police advisory boards are fully staffed and performing their governance function, end quote. The Region of Queens was notified by the Department of Justice in May that they will need to establish a standalone police advisory board. Staff are now working to get a board in place by September. The next Region of Queens Council meeting will be held July 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. in Council Chambers. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.